Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So for the first time this season, and very warranted, the basketball Hoosiers ranked number 23 in both the AP and coaches poll this week. Just a little extra to hype Thursday night's primetime game with Big Ten league leader Maryland, who is 8th in the coaches and 13th this week in AP. All fine and good. And I tell you, if Coach Tom could, well, bottle some of the ingredients that went into Sunday's come-from-behind road win at Illinois, this 2015 club of his could be headed into first place. Who knows by the end of the week?
Felt really confident going into the game because of the way that we've prepared and practiced. And it was really, it's as simple as this. It was either going to come down to the fact that we were going to bring our practice game to this game and play that way, or we were going to get off out of character a little bit and we're going to play into the hands of the Illini. And we didn't. Guys stayed absolutely together. And we weren't as consistent as we need to be. I mean, that's the great thing about the middle of January right now and winning a game like this. We can get a lot better. I mean, we really can. And I was really impressed with the leadership of our team, especially led by Yogi, Nick, and Troy. We simplified the game plan because we did some different things defensively based on who had the ball. We got to the foul line, we got to the glass, and to come on the road against a very good, quick, active team and only have 9 turnovers in 40 minutes is another victory in itself.
Well, now someone is going to be 5-1 and join the Terrapins as Iowa, back in the national rankings at number 25, will play the 5th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. That one on ESPN. Also this evening, Michigan at Rutgers and Minnesota plays at Nebraska. Thursday's game with the Terrapins, by the way, is on ESPNU. Don't forget Sports Talk tonight, behind the scenes with Fred Glass, a little Mustang basketball with Dave Mahurin. We'll start a little past 6. Tonight, Sports Talk live from Yogi's. Busy Tuesday, huh? I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, mentioning polls on a Tuesday and on the collegiate level, as we mentioned earlier today, Indiana ranked for a first time at number 23. The high school ranks a new number one in Evansville Rights after Southport lost that 4 overtime thriller to Pike in the Marion County Tournament last weekend. South Panthers, JR's crew, now with an 8-game win streak, moved up a couple of spots in the coaches this week to 13th. The broadcasters and writers poll will come out a little bit later tonight. That's AP. Could find the purple and white in the top 10. I know I vote in the poll, and I voted them in there this week. We'll see what happens. You know, enough can't be said about the play this year of senior point guard Johnny Jaeger. Had really an off-night shooting for him against Edgewood the other night, but he still scored 12 points, defensed Cole Craddock well. And like JR was telling me, Johnny's confidence level is just, well, this year, his final year as a Panther, out the window.
His first year, all he did was had to stand there and shoot threes because Trey ran the point, and we had Michael Bauer and Isaiah and Keaton, and he was just a spot-up shooter a lot just to keep the defense honest. Then when he come in as a soft, to make that transition from a two-guard to a point guard is difficult because you're not used to trying to distribute to everybody, and it's taken him a year or two to get really, really comfortable in this, making that thing. And so this year I think he just confidence levels out the window. It's a four-year starter at a big school that's had state success. You got to be a good player.
Well, that's J.R. Holmes, of course, on his outstanding senior point guard, Johnny Jaeger, in action up at Martinsville Friday night. They're 9-3, the Arties, the battle for the old shaven mug. Arties haven't seen it for a while, as South will take its 10-2 mark into this non-conference game, then come back Saturday night and host Franklin Central in another key Conference Indiana battle. I'm Joe Smith.